Saturday spend the first day of the weekend with you. You were lying close to me. Sunday, how your warmth and passion lingered with me. Somehow we are meant to be. Monday, I was thinking every second of you. Tried to ring it, then I stopped. Tuesday, never thought about you for a moment. Had a party with my friends. My life is based on reason. There is no doubt. Secrets out. Wednesday I just let the world pass on by me. Took it easy, had enough. Thursday came and left me feeling so unhappy. And my heart's about to snap. My life is based on reason. There is no doubt. So love holds me in secrets out. My emotions and my theories, my desires, my convictions. Friday I just couldn't be the days without you. Called you up and made a date. Saturday spent the first day of the weekend with you. We stayed up and talked till late.
My emotions. Hey everybody, it's Marcus here. It's the Giddy Reader Radio Show. It's November 1st, 2010. Now, what we want to do is devote this episode of the show to talk about some of the latest happenings in the e-reader, tablet, PC, and digital publishing realm. Over the last weeks, there's been a lot of exciting news, and certainly one of the big things, or one of the few big things that really got our attention here is the Barnes & Noble Nook Color. Now, this is the new tablet by Barnes & Noble. You're looking at a price of about $249. It's going to come out roughly November the 19th. So within a month, it's going to be able to drop, and you can buy that at our retail partner, shopereaders.com, or you can order it online from Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Best Buy, and so on. Let's get into a little bit of what comprises this unit. It's Android 2.1. It's a full-color 7-inch screen. It will display actually up about 16 million colors. So ebooks will have tremendous resolution. You'll have basically 1024 by 600 as far as the core resolution goes, and you can watch video, audio, and everything else on this book. One of the big things that got our attention is the screen itself. If you've ever had a cell phone, laptop, netbook, or a tablet in outdoors in the sun, a lot of the times you'll get screen glare. The things that they're actually using with the Barnes & Noble Nook Color is a laminated film called Vivid View, and they specially contracted this out to a designer to be able to reduce glare for the sun. So certainly the Barnes & Noble Nook Color will be able to perform better outdoors than a lot of its competition, and you can be sure that, you know, when mid-November comes out, there certainly will be hyping that. As far as internal memory, you're looking at about 8 gigabits, but it does have an SD card slot, so you could upgrade it up to 32 gigabytes total. You'll be able to use this consistently for about 8 hours. If you have Wi-Fi off, it'll last a lot longer. There's no 3G, it's just pure Wi-Fi. It'll have a headphone jack and a micro USB port, so you can manage everything from your computer. Now, let's talk a little bit about content. One of the big things hyped about the Nook Color is that it'll have access to a special magazine subscriptions that other Nook owners won't have access to. You'll have full access to about 100 magazines right out of the box, such as Elle, US Weekly, Cosmopolitan, and so on. of course, it could read ebooks. And one of the big things about the Barnes & Noble Nook is that you're not limited to just buying your ebooks from them, but because the unit itself will display so many different type of ebook formats, that you can certainly download them from the internet, from our own Goodreader bookstore on our forum, or a lot of other places online where you can get quality ebooks. It'll read EPUB, PDF, text, and a lot of the Microsoft Open Office formats. As far as audio, it can only play MP3s, and for video, MP4s. Now, we're speaking of ebooks here. Now, let's talk about why this unit is going to be worth it. Not only do we have access to magazines, but kids' books, cookbooks, there's a lot of things out there that look a whole lot better in color, which is why a lot of people have gravitated towards the iPad as far as an e-reader, because you can read books in full color. Now, this is a good thing from Barnes & Noble to have both e-readers and e-ink, but also produce a tablet as well to tap into its rich content system, because obviously Apple's not a publisher. They just get publishing agreements from a lot of the big places. But say Barnes & Noble, they're one of the biggest bookstores, you know, in the world, and they do have quite a number of ebooks. And basically, the Barnes & Noble Nook Color is going to be able to tap into that. Now, while reading an ebook on the Nook Color, you'll be able to select passages and share them with friends on Twitter and Facebook. You'll also have the option to recommend a book to a friend. So this is good because it promotes more of interactive reading and be able to share books and passages and everything like that with other people. Now you say, okay, fine and well, this is good, but what about my kids? Nook Kids is an option now, and this is something exclusive to the Nook Color. They'll be offering a dedicated library with interactive children's books. So with these children's books, they'll be full color. Some of them will be animated. You'll have the option to turn on and off a narrator's voice. So if your child is already an independent reader, they can read on their own. And if they're not, you know, you can have the book be read out to them. And it's not cheesy like one actor does all the voices, but they actually have multiple voice actors in some of the books that we've heard so far. So hopefully it's going to be a winner. There's not a whole lot of details right now on Nook Kids, but this will launch with the Nook program. Now, the Nook Color will actually come preloaded right out of the box with a lot of programs. It'll have a full working touchscreen based web browser. It'll also have a virtual keyboard so you can type. You'll have free games such as chess. Pandora Internet Radio will be able to stream tunes right out of the box with this. You'll have QuickOffice installed, so you can view Microsoft Office files such as Excel, Word documents, and so on, even PowerPoint. The Nook Color, unfortunately, one of the things that it won't have access to is the Google Android market. Now, a lot of people are going to say, okay, this might be the deciding factor between me getting an Android tablet from, say, Barnes & Noble and getting an Android tablet that has access to the entire Android market. Barnes & Noble has access, but they're developing a program called Nook Developer. Now, basically, Nook Developer is an SDK that Barnes & Noble is going to release in the first quarter, generally around January, February of 2011, that will allow developers to make apps exclusively for the Nook Color. And if you have already made an Android app, say you're a business that makes them, or if you're just an independent that's made a few Android apps, you can basically take those apps, work them through the service development kit from Barnes & Noble, and basically make a few lines of code, some tweaks and things like that, and be able to get your app working for it. One of the neat things about this is that you'll be able to set up audio, video, pictures, and text all in full color. So this will definitely take, say, a cookbook. If you look at a traditional cookbook, if you have a tangible one in a hardcover at home, you'll see the recipe, a few pictures and such. But imagine if you're reading an interactive thing that basically said, okay, this is how you correctly put a pan on a stove, do butter, put some garlic on it, this is the way that we flip things. This is how often you want to stir it. So it would allow you to really follow somebody cooking right there with you. And not only that, but you'll be able to see, you know, the stages they go through to get the food looking the way that they do. So if at the end their food's all looking nice and brown and your food's looking all green and disdainful, you really know that there's a problem there. But a lot of the other cookbooks are in black and white, especially the older ones. Newer ones in full color, but often you just see the finished product. You don't actually see the transitionary period of when they started to how they got there. And so that's one of the big things that I think is really going to make Nook developer work with private people that just want to make these things on their own, books or apps or programs, and people that already have this existing content. Say they made iPad apps or they've done, you know, interactive things on their computer, you'd be able to transition as well to the new Nook color. Now, basically, again, 2011 is the due date for this. If you want to read more about the Nook Developer Program, we wrote an extensive article on it, as well as a lot of pictures on a new Nook color. We managed to get a bunch of pictures at the event that we were at, and it's looking pretty good. So you can go to our blog at goodyreader.com/blog, and in the search bar there, you can simply type in Nook color or look at some of the other top stories that we cover. Now, not only is the Barnes & Noble Nook Color some of the big events that happened this week, in Apple iPad news, Apple has announced that there will be offering engraving service free of cost. So if you're going to be ordering an Apple iPad for somebody for the holidays, or if you are a company buying them for your employees, you can do free engraving now. It will take an extra 24 to 72 hours before the Nook or the Apple iPad is shipped to you after you ordered it. And this is viable to all the iPad versions, whether you're just getting the bottom of the line Wi-Fi or whether you're getting the 3G, and all up and down the scales as far as memory and cost goes. You can do it with all that. No word on exact number of characters that you're allowed, but you know, we look at basically 24 lines, 24 characters per line is what you're looking at. In other tablet news, we're looking at the Asus tablet is getting ready to ship out March 2011. Now, Asus has been pretty quiet on the tablet PC front. They dominated the early netbook market. If you remember last year when netbooks were the big thing, everyone had a netbook, everybody wanted a netbook, and a lot of people got them and then realized that these kind of suck. Now, Asus has a lot of experience with making quality CPUs, computer components, and so on. They're going to be doing a dual-core ARM-based chips with on the Tegra 2 format. You're looking at 8.9-inch touchscreen. You're looking at different tiered memory models from about 8 gigabits all the way to 32. It is Bluetooth, GPS, webcam, USB port, HDMI, and it'll be running an operating system that not many tablets do called Windows Embedded Compact 7. If you want to know more about that, I don't want to get into the semantics of what that's all about, but suffice to say, it's a dedicated Windows-based format designed exclusively for tablet computers. And we first read about this and wrote about it when we were at Computex. And if you want to know more about that, simply type in Windows Embedded Compact 7 into our search bar, and you can see a lot of the pictures of the operating system, as well as find out comprehensive review of what it entails and so on. So this is good news for people that are really stoked about seeing an Asus tablet coming into the tablet wars that we're seeing here, with so many new tablets coming out and everybody jockeying for market position. Speaking of tablets and competition, the Samsung Galaxy Tab is going to be coming out this month. This has been, probably next to the BlackBerry Playbook, one of the most eagerly anticipated tablets to be able to come out this year. It's a 7-inch tablet. We've done a ton of reviews and previews of it. We probably have about hours of video on it that we've shot and then other people have sent us. So you're going to see and hear a lot about the Samsung Galaxy Tab that's coming out this month. it's pretty well, the one big thing about this is they've made carrier partnerships in every major country in the world, from, you know, from Indonesia to the UK to Canada and the USA. If you live in Canada, TELUS, Bell, Rogers, everybody's partnered up with them. As far as the States, T-Mobile, AT&T, everybody's getting into the fray. You're looking at this coming out about the first week or two of November. It's a pretty slick Android tablet. We've ranted and raved on the greatness of the Galaxy Tab in the past. You can definitely check out some of our early previews of it. Again, on our search bar, you can type in Samsung Galaxy Tab and get the full reading on it. But this is going to be coming out during the next week and a half, and we're going to be getting our hands on it, and we're going to be shooting a lot of exclusive video on this device. So if you want to get the first-hand previews of the day it comes out on a Samsung Galaxy Tab, stay tuned to Goody Reader, where, of course, we always shoot tons of videos, and you can simply click on the videos link on our top navigation bar. We always do tons of video reviews of e-readers, tablets, slate computers, and so on. Just in the last few weeks, we reviewed the VTech V-Reader. It's an interactive children's ebook reader. We've done the Sony PRS350 and the Sony PRS650, the Kobo Wireless. We've done a hands-on review of all the new Amazon e-readers that have just come out during the last month or two, all the way from the Kindle Wireless to the new Kindle DX. And we've done a lot of videos where we've compared the two head-to-head. A lot of people, when they're buying an e-reader for the first time, because obviously e-readers now are becoming more and more popular, more and more accessible, but most importantly, they're coming down further in price. A year or two ago, e-readers cost $300, basically minimum for a solid one. You can get them a really good one now for about $150 as a starting price. So a lot of people say, okay, what's the difference between a Sony e-reader and a Barnes & Noble Nook e-reader? Well, we compare these video e-readers head-to-head and make videos of them. So you can see things such as page turn speed, what this e-reader has that the other one doesn't, how each e-reader, you know, carries their own identity. We even talk about content delivery systems, you know, what type of selection does this e-reader have for you to be able to purchase ebooks, for you to be able to download ebooks from other sources and copy them to your e-reader. How hard is that? And we've even made videos on how to copy ebooks to all these e-readers. So if you're not content with just, say, buying an Amazon e-reader and you don't want to buy all your ebooks from Amazon, we show you how to manually copy your own ebooks that you might have downloaded from other stores and copy them to your e-reader, whether you're using Adobe Digital Editions or whether you're simply just downloading something, converting it with Calibre or another ebook converter program, converting it from one format to another, and then copying it to your e-reader. We've made videos and tutorials for all of these different things. They're available on our dedicated e-reader forum at goodyreader.com/forum. Now, one of the e-readers that had just come out this week that we got our hands on basically the second day that it was on the market was the new Ektaco JetBook Mini. If you're interested in reading a full review, there's a full review on the second page of our blog here. Just to give you a sense on where it stands, basically, JetBook's been in the game for a few years now. They've had the JetBook Lite, and now the JetBook Mini. This is basically a fit-in-your-pocket type of e-reader. It's 5 inches. It's made of actually a TFT LCD screen, so it actually doesn't do true e-ink. So if you're looking for an e-ink pure e-reader, you can skip along ahead here. You're looking at a resolution of 640 by 540, so this e-reader is basically a square. It only does 16 levels of grayscale. You can switch it between landscape and portrait mode in 360, so you can have, if you're right-handed or left-handed, this will appeal to you. One of the things is that it runs on batteries instead of an internal battery, so it runs on 4 AAA batteries. You, of course, have a mini USB port to connect it up to your computer, because that's going to be the only way that you can get content on the e-reader. It doesn't have Wi-Fi, it doesn't have 3G, it doesn't have access to any type of bookstore or content. JetBook doesn't run any type of bookstore, so obviously if you want to buy books, you're pretty well out of luck because it only reads text format and FB2 format. Now, of course, you could convert different formats. So if you, say, downloaded a ton of EPUB books or PDFs or so on, right? You can use ebook converting software to convert those to pure text. But you cannot do that with bought books. So if you've bought books from Amazon or the Sony store or other stores, right, you can actually use Adobe Digital Editions on the JetBook Mini. So in our opinion, JetBook Mini has too many cons to be able to make it a viable e-reader. It's only $99, and at that price point, it's pretty well, you can spend an extra $10 or $20 and get yourself a Barnes & Noble Nook Wireless, an Amazon Wireless, and so on. Even the Allure Tech Libra e-reader is heads over tails better than this. Now, we just find it too limiting. You know, because it doesn't do e-ink, it sort of defeats the purpose of buying a dedicated e-reader. Of course, if it's in your pocket, the text and page turn speeds are pretty good. The menu system, when you're going and adjusting, say, font size, or you're just playing around with some of the built-in games that they have in there, like Tetris, everything's responsive, everything plays and loads fast. It's just the fact that we find the big beef is that there's really no great way to get content on this. The e-reader itself feels really plasticky, like really cheap type of plastic. It feels really flimsy in your hands. You know, I have a feeling if I were to hold this and drop it, it would pretty well break. And, you know, I've dropped my Blackberries or Android phones. I've even dropped my iPad and netbooks, and you know, they can take a drop or two. I have a feeling if I drop this, it's gonna crack in half, and like, I'm scared of using this. So I would rate this as a miss, but of course you can make your own opinion. We've written a tremendously extensive review taking all facets of this e-reader and just laying it down. All of our reviews that we do are really diplomatic. When we do a written review, we just don't say straight up, this sucks, avoid it. But we lay all the pros and cons out, as well as maybe how to get around some of the cons. Because obviously with technology and computers, there's always different ways to get from point A to point B. It's just, are you willing to devote the time to be able to go and through different steps and use other programs in order to get the most out of your technology? I would say if you're thinking about buying somebody a gift for the holidays, I would maybe skip this one in particular, and I would get something that maybe has a little bit more connectivity. Most e-readers now have wireless and 3G. The benefits of buying an e-reader with that is that if you're on vacation, you want to buy some books, or if you're in an airport and you know, you've already read all the magazines that have come out this month, and you're an avid reader and you just read a lot, right? You can just browse the bookstore, buy a book, get it delivered instantly to your e-reader, and start reading within 2 minutes. So we much prefer to recommend e-readers to people when they do, maybe are buying one for the first time, to maybe look at them and get something with connectivity. We know sometimes connectivity could often be a distraction. Look at the Apple iPad and a lot of people that have bought that just as an e-reader. They find themselves playing less and browsing the internet, playing games a lot more. People often buy dedicated e-readers that basically just have the ability to read books because they're looking to buy something to buy books, right? So that's our little rant right there. Now, you've probably heard a lot about the new Windows 7 phones that are coming out. Microsoft over the summer released the Kin, which basically in about 3 weeks or so was scrapped as a project. So people don't really have high expectations of the Windows 7 phones, but Microsoft seems to be pretty keen on them. They just basically gave every employee at Microsoft a free Windows 7 phone. And of course you could, you know, run Outlook and do everything like that on it. We don't cover phones here at Good E-Reader, but there is a point of this, is that Kindle has actually made one of the first apps for the Windows 7 phone. So if you have a Windows 7 phone that you're going to purchase, know that you can shop and read ebooks with the new Amazon app. It'll be using their Whisper Sync technology, so you have access to about 725,000 books. It'll have things like the last page read feature, so you can exit the program and enter it again and just pick off, you know, exactly where you left off. And if you have, say, an Amazon e-reader, or if you have the Amazon app on your BlackBerry or Android or Apple product and you've bought books already from Amazon, you can just log in your account and have those books, you know, on your Windows 7 phone. So that is definitely good news. Now, we haven't really talked a lot about ebooks yet, but I wanted to get into a story that I found myself while picking up a new Kobo Wireless at my local Chapters store. Now, if you've ever been in a Chapters or Indigo bookstore before, you notice that they have these little kiosks that are spread all throughout the store, and you can search for books to see if they're available at that location. You can browse by books through genre or, you know, their bestsellers list and so on. The Chapters I was at in Vancouver basically did an upgrade to their kiosk that allowed customers to order books directly from Kobo and have them delivered to your Kobo account. With this program, if you have, say, a Kobo e-reader, or if you have a Kobo account, you know, with your email and your password, and you already have your credit card details and everything on there, you can actually shop for ebooks, and a lot of the times at their kiosks get in-store discounts. So this is kind of a way that Chapters and Indigo are sort of embracing people that have e-readers, where you don't have to sit at home and order your books or not participate in the bookstore culture, because let's face it, a lot of people like going to bookstores and browsing around for an hour and looking at various books and maybe seeing what you like. This is a way that you can participate in the book culture as well, make ebook purchases and get discounts or freebies and things like that. We saw a lot of free books that were available, whereas books had discounts. So if you have a Chapters store in your town and you have a Kobo e-reader, you can purchase books and look for books and browse them in a totally different way just at your Chapters bookstore. Now, what we're going to do is look at maybe some of the other things that are happening here right now. We broke a story about 2 weeks ago about the Entourage Pocket Edge. Now, for you, those of people that maybe are not too familiar with the company Entourage and their original Edge e-reader, it was basically an e-reader that on one side was e-ink touchscreen, and another side that was an LCD color touchscreen. And they basically aim this at students where you can take notes, you can, you know, read full color tech books on one page while taking notes on the other page, or, you know, vice versa. Now, the e-reader was considered pretty big. I mean, they had like basically 9-inch screens. It was basically you opened it up like a book and you closed it up like a book. Now, Entourage has basically put out a smaller version called the Pocket Edge. We'll basically have twin screens. One will be 6-inch. It'll be a Wacom Pinnable e-ink tablet on one side, and it'll have a 7-inch resistive touchscreen display on the right-hand side. Now, it'll only have Android 1.6, which really isn't that great, but it'll also have embedded Linux as well. It'll have an optical trackpad on there instead of the original one that had a trackball. So you'll have basically, you know, trackballs wear out over time, whereas trackpads usually last a bit longer. You'll have 3 gigabits of internal storage on this one. You know, a USB port, micro SD. It'll have a camera, so you can do video recording as well as take pictures. It'll be able to connect it to the internet via Wi-Fi. Meanwhile, the 3Gs are still in a rumor stage. It'll come preloaded with a number of apps. You'll have a web browser, music player, calculator, calendar, contacts, dictionary. You'll be able to do email. There'll be a YouTube app available, as well as an e-reader app. There's also an audio recorder if you to take, you know, audio notes. When, say, you're in a lecture and you want to record what the prof is saying, you can just simply turn the audio on and record everything that's going on. You'll be able to do, you know, all sorts of things. You'll have a one-year free subscription to Wired Magazine through this. Pretty well, it's on sale right now. You can get it with the Home Shopping Network in red, black, and it's about $399. And again, we first broke this story about the Entourage Pocket Edge. Ironically enough, when Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was visiting, a retail offices where they were displaying a lot of technology, and you know, he picked it up and no one really paid attention to it. It wasn't until about a week later did actually people pick up that, hey, this is the Entourage Edge, but a smaller version of it. So it is available now, and it's on the Home Shopping Network of all places to be able to make its debut. So the original one was kind of expensive. You're looking at about 6 or 7 bills to get it, whereas this one's about 4 bills straight up. So if you're a student, this is pretty well one of the best e-readers that you can get that will, you know, be full touchscreen. It has a stylus, so you can doodle, you can take picture, you know, you can take pictures with it, video, record audio. It's pretty well the best thing that you can get. So if you're going to college, or even if you're just starting high school and you want to have a gadget to make everybody jealous, this is the gadget to get. So that was pretty well the big stories that have happened this week. We just want to finish off that the Samsung Galaxy Tab, if you're a T-Mobile customer, you can pre-order it actually on Amazon right now. So if you want to be one of the first people or an early adapter, you can certainly pick that up now. But for the Good E-Reader Radio Show, this is Marcus, and everybody take care.